Recording 10.8, Listening 1, Passage 1, Pre-Socratic Philosopher, Pythagoras. Ancient Greek philosophy can be separated into three relatively distinct time periods: pre-Socratic, Socratic, and post-Socratic. The pre-Socratic period ranged from the 5th to 6th century BCE and brought about a new way of thinking about and studying human society. Influential pre-Socratic philosophers include the Milesians, Xenophanes of Colophon, and Heraclitus of Ephesus, Parmenides of Elea, and Pythagoras. Pre-Socratic philosophers fundamentally believed that human beings came from one single substance, such as water or air, and mainly studied natural phenomena. Their epistemology and doctrine centered on the emphasis of rational natural principles and a rejection of supernatural explanations. Moreover, philosophers from this period viewed the world as an ordered arrangement that could be explained and understood through rational investigation. One of the most well-known philosophers from the pre-Socratic period of ancient Greek philosophy is Pythagoras. Most notably known for creating the Pythagorean theorem, Pythagoras was a mathematician. Beyond his many mathematical discoveries, some of which persist to be used today, Pythagoras philosophized about the soul and its afterlife. He believed that the soul would live on after the body's death and would go to heaven and or reincarnate in the bodies of other humans or animals. He also believed that the essence of the soul was most closely related to knowledge, and thus reaching pure knowledge was most effectively executed through numbers. In sum, the three major tenets to his philosophical beliefs were the power of numbers, living a simple life, and expressing kindness to others and animals. Passage 2. Socratic philosophers: Socrates, Plato, Aristotle. The Socratic period of ancient Greek philosophy is possibly the most widely known of the three periods of ancient Greek philosophy: pre-Socratic, Socratic, and post-Socratic. Philosophers from this time are very well known and highly recognized by the average adult. Most notable philosophers from the Socratic period include Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle. Much of what we know about Socrates come from intuitive writings from his student Plato, because Socrates recorded little of his life or work in writing. Socrates is remembered for his unique way of teaching and asking tough, thoughtful, provoking questions. He structured his teachings differently than philosophers before him and relied less on arbitrary lecturing and more on questioning and challenging his students to tackle their underlying assumptions. This technique of challenging students to question their underlying assumptions still lives on in law schools nowadays. His student Plato followed in his footsteps to become a well-regarded philosopher and studied ethics, virtue, justice, and human behavior. Plato believed candidly that the human soul had three basic elements: reason, spirit, and appetite. He also taught that high virtue, right moral action, well-being, and happiness were the essence of living an ethical life. Plato's study, Aristotle, carried on Plato's interest in ethics, but started to branch out to study other sciences such as physics, astronomy, and biology. Moreover, Aristotle is credited by many to have founded the study of logic.